Das kann so sein, dass wir nicht mehr so schlagen, wenn wir heute mal sagen, es geht ein Daft Zadig. Sagt mich, bei Shammai say, a person may should not divorce his wife unless she commits an act of adultery, as the Pasuk says, ki motza ba ervas dover. Bei Shil say, he may divorce her even for having simply burned his food, like the Pasuk says, dover, for anything. Or Bei Kiva says, he may divorce her even if it's because he found someone that he finds to be better than her, as the Pasuk says, v'hoye im lois im sochem be'enof. Zogt Gemara, Braisa says, Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai, the Pasuk says, Dover. Beis Shammai responded, as the Pasuk says, Ervas. Beis Hillel say, if we'd only say Ervas, we would think that he can only divorce her for adultery. And if we'd only say Dover, we would think that she may only marry someone else if she got divorced for reasons other than adultery. That's why the Pasuk needs to say both words. Beis Shammai uses the word Dover to teach Gzeir Shava that we do not force a man to divorce his wife based on adultery unless it was witnessed by two witnesses. Beis Hillel agree with that, but they say that since the Pasuk says Dover and doesn't say Bidover, it teaches that divorce can be given for any reason. Beis Shammai say, if it meant to give additional reasons for divorce, the pasuk would have said oi erva oi dover. Beis Hillel say, the pasuk therefore wrote ervas dover, which can be understood in both ways.
The machlekes regarding the teaching of Reish Lakish that the word ki can have four different meanings. The pasuk says, if she will not find favor in his eyes, and then says ki motzo bo ervas dover. So Beis Shammai will hold that the word ki means because. The Torah is saying, therefore, if she loses favor because she has done an ervas dover, each according to their understanding of what these words mean, and therefore, if she does not find favor is not giving an additional reason for divorce. Rabbi Kiva understands the word ki as meaning if, and therefore the earlier part of the pasuk is a separate and additional reason for divorce. According to Beis Hillel, if a man divorces his wife for no reason at all, does he have to remarry her? Rava said this would not be required to be done. Rav Mishashi asked Rava, if a man decided to divorce his wife but does not tell her of his plans, and she therefore remains with him and serves him, is he punished for this? Rava said he has violated the pasuk that says, do not plan bad against your friend while he dwells with you in trust. A Braisa says, or Meir would say, just as there are different opinions regarding food, there are also different opinions regarding women. There are some people who find a fly in their cup and will not drink from it again. This is like Pappas ben Yehuda, who would leave his house and lock his wife inside so that she would not go ahead and be Mizana. Then there are people who will take out the fly and drink from the cup. This is like most people who allow their wives to talk to relatives, but not to talk to other men. Then there are people who will actually eat the fly. This is the way of the wicked man who sees his wife go with uncovered hair into the marketplace to spin her thread, wearing revealing clothing, and bathes together with other men, which the Gemara explains to mean that she enters the bathhouse while the men are still dressing, and does not. And the husband does not say anything to his wife for doing anything like this. In this last case, it's a mitzvah to divorce a woman, like the pasuk says, ki matzah be'ervas davar v'shilcha mi'beisai. The pasuk then says, v'yotza v'hoysa le'ish acher. The new husband is referred to as the derogatory acher because he married a woman who was divorced for reasons of adultery. This marriage will either terminate in divorce, as the pasuk says, usneyo ha'isha acherin, or with his death, like the pasuk says, oi kiyomis ha'isha acherin. Sach meravaita, the pasuk says, ki sonei sholach. Rabbi Yehuda says this means that if a man hates his wife, he should go ahead and divorce her. Rabbi Yehuda said it means that a man who divorces his wife for no reason is hated by Hashem. And they don't argue. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to Zivik Rishon, the first wife. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to Zivik Sheni, a later wife. This is as Rabbi Elazar learns from a pasuk that when a man divorces his first wife, even in the Mizbeach cries because of it. Hadnalach Perek HaMegaresh Hadnalach Mesechta Gittin Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. As a mitzvah, we look forward to beginning Masechtas Kedushin.